Good morning, Bills Mafia. Happy Monday to you. It is a Bills Victory Monday. Welcome to the Bills Cast, the newly reshaped, reformed podcast under the Bills Wire, under Bills Wire through USA Today SMG. And my name is Matt Johnson, your host. Very proud and happy host of this show. The Bills beat the Rams yesterday. It's a bit of a nail biter. I know I was certainly worried. Fourth quarter, like, ooh, not good. But it goes to show you the growth and the chemistry and the pride of this Buffalo Bills team. All right, I want to acknowledge that. It really goes to show. I mean, should it ever come down to that? No, not by a long shot. It shouldn't have happened. All right, the Bills are too good of a team to let a team score 29 unanswered points after a 28-3 lead in the early third quarter. The Bills are too talented for that, and that should have never happened. Should have never happened. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit, too. But, I mean, it goes to show how much this team has grown. You talk about this team 2-3 years ago, right? I think back instantly to the Saints game where they just smacked Buffalo. They were in Buffalo, and it was so bad, you know. But you knew that this team couldn't bounce back from it. All right, and granted, the deficit wasn't as big, but there's a whole energy shift. You could definitely tell the Rams were rock and roll, and the Bills were just like they were falling flat. Defensively, offensively, you know, a team 3 years ago underneath, you know, pre Sean McDermott, even the first year of Sean McDermott would not have done, you know, would not have come back and win. They would have let the lead slip, like fully and ultimately slip away. They would have. So there's got to be a lot of pride here for the Buffalo Bills who did. They won a close game. It wasn't keeping the foot on the gas pedal type victory, but regardless, a Buffalo Bills win to improve to 3-0. So Bills are in really good shape right now. I am going to acknowledge this finally and ultimately. I know I keep saying the optimistic stuff, and not every game is going to be perfect, but Josh Allen is that dude. All right, he's the guy. He's damn good. I don't know about elite yet. Pretty close. If I was to tier all the quarterbacks in the National Football League, he'd probably be a high two. Fringe one. And I get it. You know, there's going to be a lot of Bills fans like, no, he's definitely tier one. I'm not a Bills fan, so I kind of tend to look through things from an unbiased perspective. I'm not a diehard Bills fan by any means. I support the team. I live in the area. I want to see them do well, but they're not my favorite team. So it benefits me to kind of look through unbiased, you know, eyes. It really does. He's fringe. He's definitely right there. But I mean, Josh Allen was a baller yesterday. Josh Allen was a baller. All right, he's going to be a Buffalo for a long time. You know, God forbid, you know, hopefully no injuries come to him. We definitely don't want that. I don't wish injuries upon anybody, and it would be stupid to wish against Josh Allen. Regardless, he's done nothing wrong to me on a personal level. But Josh Allen's going to be in Buffalo for a long time. And if this, you know, everything keeps going the way it has been, there's, you know, Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean are going to be in Buffalo for a long time. And honestly, I'm okay with it. You know, despite me not being a Bills fan, I love seeing Bills fans happy. I love waking up every day and, you know, when I'm working, going to work and having, construction workers who are, you know, I'm a construction worker. A lot of them are pretty miserable people. Optimistic and happy about the Bills winning. I like going to the store every morning. You know, not every morning. Jesus. I'm not that much of a shopaholic. I like going shopping and seeing people optimistically happy about, you know, the Bills. 3-0. Things are good. Buffalo was a miserable, dark place throughout that entire playoff drought, but there's definitely a sense of optimism right now that this team can do it, you know, can do good things. It's not irrational right now to think that the Buffalo Bills are in the Super Bowl bubble. Not just the Super Bowl bubble. All right? Honestly, right now, my personal opinion, it's Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City in that order. Baltimore number one, Buffalo two, and Kansas City three. Kansas City hasn't really knocked my socks off yet this year, and we're going to figure out a lot of that with their Monday night game against the Ravens, but this Bills team, I mean, they got some things to work on, but this Bills team can hang with the best of them. They actually have the offense. If they're not going to catch Baltimore in the regular season this year. Obviously, we already know that, but if they catch Baltimore in the postseason, this team could definitely hang. They have the offense to actually contend and compete with the Baltimore Ravens, which is saying a lot. We all know how Baltimore likes to choke in the postseason anyways. Lamar Jackson doesn't have a postseason win. So, while Josh Allen doesn't either, I think I'm even more optimistic for a playoff victory if Buffalo catches that. So they are in the Super Bowl bubble. It is not out of the question by any means. Any means at all. There are some issues, of course. And I'm not saying this because I'm a negative Nancy. It's because I want this team to be ready. You know? I want this team to be ready once the postseason hits. I want them going far. I want a first-round bye. All right? I want the Buffalo Bills to be the number one team so they get a break and they get home field advantage in the divisional and championship rounds. All right? If you can look at, wise people, like, I'm sure these coaches, I do podcasting. I do photography. I look at everything that I do, and I pick apart 10 things that I don't like about it. And while I'm not going to do that here for the Buffalo Bills, for them to keep improving and keep staying on their toes and not get complacent, you got to keep picking apart the little things so they don't become big problems. Anyways, let's take a look at the drive chart. For this game, starting off with the first quarter. Buffalo Bills starting off with the ball. Not a very good opening drive by any means. Bills going 1 yard on three plays. And they end up punting the ball away. Only about a minute and 7 of total time elapsed. The Rams get the ball, 53 yards on 10 plays and a missed field goal. So Buffalo gets excellent, excellent starting field position on their next drive. And they take full advantage of it. 6 minutes, 26 seconds of clock they kill. They score a touchdown, 57 yards on 11 plays. A very, very good drive. Josh Allen hitting a little bit of Devin Singletary. A lot of Devin Singletary, actually. Gabriel Davis, who's been having an excellent and incredible year. Very impressed with him. We spoke to his trainer, his combine trainer, and actually really good friend, Burt Wiggum, I think back in April or early May after the draft. And he's like, oh, Gabe, again, I think I said it a couple weeks ago. He said off air, Gabe's going to be starting. And the dude is producing. Definitely one of the most underrated picks of this, a sneaky good pick by Brandon Bean. They got themselves a real winner with him. Bills are marching. And then they get a touchdown pass. It hit the ground. Stephon Diggs had like a 1 yard touchdown reception, but it was nullified because it did hit the ground. But anyways, the Bills get it on. They go for it. Fourth and goal. Josh Allen hits Lee Smith for a 1 yard touchdown pass. And the Tyler Bass extra point is good. Rams get the ball back. 31 yards on 7 plays, and they throw an interception. Jared Goff's first of the day. Second quarter begins, and the Bills start off. Oh, man, they're rocking and rolling right at this point. 14 to nothing. Going 66 yards on 7 plays. Josh Allen getting the ball around. Getting Gabriel Davis for 39 yards. He used Gabriel Davis a lot in this second drive. Devin Singletary got some looks. Tyler Kroft got some looks. And then ultimately, Josh Allen took a 1 yard, 1 yard off the right side for a rushing touchdown. So, Bills off to a hot start, 14-0. You can't beat that. Rams move 63 yards on 13 plays and they score their first points of the game, getting 3. So they're on the board finally, making this somewhat of a game, but. Towards the end of the third quarter, the Bills score one more time. Them marching 75 yards on 8 plays with Josh Allen hitting Tyler Kroft for one of 2 touchdowns on the day. A 3-yard pass to the right, and Bills are up 21-3 near halftime. I mean, of course, the Rams get the ball again. They go 14 yards on 3 plays, and they're just like, all right, screw it. We're just going to go. Rams start off the second half with the ball, 27 yards on 7 plays. They're going for it on 4th down already. They're like, okay, we got to get something going. But ultimately fails, and there's a turnover on downs. The Bills take advantage of it, and they score again, 28-3. We were up to at this point, all right? Josh Allen hits Stephon Diggs for 4 yards. Great, great drive. 62 yards on 7 plays. And, yeah, 28-3 they're up at this point. Then the Rams starts, like, they start looking like there's some life in them. And honestly, if they got this started a little bit earlier, the Rams could be the one with an undefeated record at this point on this Monday. Anyways, the Rams go 75 yards on 8 plays. Jared Goff went rushing in for the touchdown and make the score 28-10. And Josh Allen throws his first pick. If I'm not mistaken, this is his first pick of the season. He throws it after going 2 yards on 2 plays and giving the Rams another shot. And they take advantage of it. 59 yards on 3 plays. Jared Goff hits the former Buffalo Bill Robert Woods for a 25-yard touchdown pass. And suddenly things are getting tightened up. The Rams are only down by 2 touchdowns at this point. And score 28-17. Bills, 0 yards on 3 plays. Rams defense tightened up really, really good. And you can start to see Josh Allen getting a little flustered, a little confused at this point. Aaron Donald was just in his face. And you know, that was one of my keys to victory this week, was that if Aaron Donald could, if they could disrupt Josh Allen and keep him on the move, he's going to get flustered. He took a couple bad sacks that were just, they were bad. They were really bad sacks where he could just threw the ball away, but he kept tripping over himself. He keeps doing that, little weaving in and out sort of thing. And Aaron Donald ain't playing that, rookie mistake. Throw the damn ball away. Throw the ball away. We're starting to get to it at that point. So the Bills punted away. Excellent punt, by the way, by Corey Bajorquez, who buried the Rams deep, but it didn't matter because the Rams ended up scoring on the next drive with Jared Goff hitting Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp beating Trey White on that play too, which is something. It's intriguing. It's intriguing. Trey White's had like a quiet year. He hasn't come off, at least to me, and maybe I'm wrong, but he hasn't really come off as that shutdown cornerback that that he's been and that we, Buffalo paid him for. Yeah, it's been a strange year for him. And maybe that's just me. But anyways, yeah, Rams score 25-28 now. And here we go. Fourth quarter. Start of the fourth quarter. Bills get the ball. And Aaron Donald strip sacks Josh Allen. He recovers it at the 50. And the Rams are suddenly like ample opportunity to score, to take this game over for the first time. And they do. 37 yards off 6 plays. Darrell Henderson, 1-yard touchdown rush. And the Rams are, they're up 32-28. End of the game, touchdown. And then, of course, the Bills rally back. They kill 4 minutes, 15 seconds of clock. They go 80 yards on 11 plays. The Bills answer back. It was a very exciting drive with, I think, was this the drive that Josh Allen got that face mask? No, he got an unsportsmanlike conduct, I think. Was it this drive? Yeah. No, he got the face mask. He got the face mask, and then he got, no, it was just the face mask on this one. So, which is a first, but yeah, Bills scoring. Josh Allen hit Tyler Kroft for the game-winning touchdown, 3 yards, and the Bills are up 35-32. And the Rams try some tricky stuff. They some tricky, we'll call it, like laterals and all that stuff, and it just didn't work. They ended up fumbling, and that happened. So, hats off to the Bills. Fourth quarter perseverance again for the very young Josh Allen still that's been his rep, right? Fourth quarter Josh Allen, that's who we like to see. It's an important trait. I'm not sure exactly how many comebacks he has or, fourth quarter game-winning drives or performances, but that's starting to be Josh Allen's reputation. Let's take a look at the stats really quick. Jared Goff, 23 of 32, 321 passing yards, 2 touchdowns and 1 INT. Darrell Henderson, 114 yards on the ground off 20 attempts, 1 rushing touchdown, averaging 5.7 yards a carry. Bills have to tighten up that rush defense. It's not great. Receiving-wise, Cooper Kupp, 9 catches, 107 yards, and 1 receiving touchdown. Robert Woods had 5 catches and 74 yards in a receiving touchdown for the Rams, but I will give Buffalo credit. They did make Tyler Higbee very irrelevant today, yesterday for this week. So that's the Rams' offensive stats. Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen, 24-33, 311 passing yards, 4 touchdowns by air, and 1 interception for him. Third straight game, 300-plus yards for Josh Allen, who's, must have been hearing mine and several others' criticism about not having 300-yard games because he's crushing it right now. I think he's the number one quarterback as far as passing yards. It might have changed this week, but as of last week, he was. Yeah, and the Bills had, I think, the number one offense, too. Rushing-wise, Devin Singletary, well, at least number one passing offense. Devin Singletary leading on the ground, 13 attempts, 71 yards, a little bit better of the day. The T.J. Yeldon filling in for an injured Zach Moss, who was out on the day. I wasn't sure of his injury designation, but Yeldon, he held on to the ball. We all know Yeldon has a fumbling problem, and he held on for 18 yards off 3 plays. Receiving-wise, Cole Beasley having a day, 6 catches, 100 yards off 7 targets. Very valuable target for Josh Allen on this day. Gabriel Davis having a really good one, too. 4 catches, 81 yards off 4 targets. He caught everything sent his way. Devin Singletary had 4 catches for 50. Stephon Diggs had 4 catches for 49 and a touchdown, which is it could have been 2, and it easily could have been 2. Tyler Kroft, probably his best day as a Bills, in a Bills uniform. We all believe that he had potential with his run with Cincinnati, and he came in and he hasn't done, to quote Jim Mora, diddly poo. But Kroft had 2 touchdowns, obviously one of them being the most important one. If he drops that, oh, man, that's a wrap. Lee Smith had a receiving touchdown as well, so Josh Allen really utilizing his tight ends in the absence of Dawson Knox. Team stats-wise, the Rams had 478 yards of total offense compared to Buffalo's 375. They also dominated in passing, 311 to Buffalo's 274. The Rams also had more on the ground, 167 to 101. The Rams also averaged 7.2 yards per play, while the Bills averaged 6.5. Both teams lost a fumble. Both teams threw interceptions. The Rams had 60% third down conversion percentage, while the Buffalo Bills had 50. Rams had more time, held onto the ball, 32 minutes, 12 seconds for the Rams as far as time of possession. The Bills had 27-48, and Buffalo had more penalties. 5-3. There were some strange ones. But I got to say this, because I got into an argument. I mean, the Bills were literally on the cusp of blowing a 28-3 lead. And, I got into a discussion with somebody. He's like, are you even watching the game? And whatever. He follows me. I appreciate it. But Bills fans, stop blaming the refs for everything. Honestly, I've been nauseated. Yes, there were some interesting, controversial penalties made there, but the refs also gave you one. And I mean, it was nearly obvious, but the refs also helped you. If the refs were truly against you, they wouldn't have given that pass interference in the end zone in the fourth quarter. Just stop. It's nauseating. The refs did not hand the LA Rams 29 points. All right. They did not just give them give that to them. Your defense got soft. Your defense just played very conservatively. And this is something I address all the time. You can't play conservatively because the Bills almost paid for it. All right. Stop blaming the referees. Be better. All right, it's so easy to just be like, oh, the refs. All right? I get a lot of flack for being a Colts fan here in Buffalo, and I'm not embarrassed to say it at all. But at least when, you know, it, if my team stinks, I can acknowledge it. I have no problem acknowledging that the Colts stink. All right? I still think they stink this year. I love my Colts, but I still think they kind of stink. They beat the Jets and the Vikings. Whoop-de-doo. Everybody's doing that. All right? I'm optimistic. I'm going to root for them, but there's just certain things that just aren't working for me. Don't be that fan. All right? Don't be that fan. You guys are better than that now. All right? We're past that. All right? We got a good team. Can't blame the refs. Don't leave games up to the refs. Is basically what I'm like, what I'm trying to say here too. Should have never came, you know. The Bills should have blew them out 50 something. 50 points to 3. They should have just kept going. Keep tacking on points. Who cares? Who cares? Tack on points. Bury these opponents like they've had no problem burying you in the past. Think Bill Belichick gives a crap if he's up 30, you know, 28-3? Think he's going to take his foot off the pedal? No. You keep tacking on points. Bill Belichick had no problem doing that throughout, you know, his super run with the Patriots, which is still extending to this day a little bit, but, you know, obviously this team is not what they were before. It's definitely not what they were before, but he had no problem blowing the Bills out on primetime football with the whole world watching, just dusting them, all right? He had no problem with that, and the Bills should be like that. Send a message. Send a message. Right now, I mean, it's like, you know, the defense plays good for the first half, and if an opposing offense can move the ball on them in the second half, you know, it's like the defense takes a step back in the second half. But I am overjoyed. I am overjoyed, but like the ref excuse is not valid. Be better. Be better. Next week, the Bills play. Let's see. Are they traveling? I don't know if they're on the road. They might be going to Las Vegas. Let me see. I think it's a 4 o'clock game. So, yeah, Bills are traveling to Las Vegas to play the. Raiders, who are coming off a tough loss to the New England Patriots, speak of the devil. But, you know, it's still intriguing. It's not a game you have to overlook. The Raiders are still competently, you know, still have a competent team. They're competently coached. And it's still going to be, I mean, Buffalo should win this one, I think, but it's important not to overlook it. Derek Carr has been playing exceptionally well, good football. The Raiders as a whole have been playing exceptionally well football. So it's not to be overlooked. And, you know, amongst everything, I mean, the Raiders, I mean, we don't know what the Saints are this year, but the Raiders did just beat the Saints, who are not a terrible team by any means. But Buffalo should win this one. All right, we're you know, stay tuned to Bills Wire Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, if you want, you know, our insight. You know, you may not like me, but at least the writers do a pretty damn good job. You know, we're going to be talking Raiders football all week. So, Raiders and Bills. So, get excited. Get hyped. 4:25 p.m. Eastern time for Bills and Raiders next week. And, yeah. I honestly think the biggest thing here, we got to get this defense to tighten up. You got the players back that you needed. Granted, they were still hurt, I'm sure, but they were able to play. Defense has to tighten up. Or it's going to be a long season. All right. I think the Bills can compete with anybody. I really do. But this defense has to be the defense of old. And it's weird having to say that. It's weird having to say that the offense has been carrying the team and the defense has taken a regression. Right now, the Bills defense is ranked 21st in the National Football League. What changed? They added pieces. It wasn't just Lorenzo Alexander retiring. All right. More to it than that. They added pieces. Should be better. And I'm sure they will get better. But they got to tighten up because it's the offense is carrying this team, which is it's very peculiar to say. But hats off to the Bills. Hats off to Josh Allen, who is having a fantastic season. Very proud of him. His growth, it's hard to debate. It's really hard to debate, you know, and deny his growth. I had to talk to my. I'm like, you know, I've had my, you know, Josh Allen, there's been Josh Allen ups and downs. I've witnessed them. It's been growing pains. But honestly, if you look at his tape from like he's steadily grown. He's evolving, and that's all you could ask for. Some guy, I mean, look at Baker Mayfield. He started off good. And Baker Mayfield's trending downwards. He's had a couple of good games this year, but I mean, look at the teams he played. He's trending downwards. Sam Darnold is you know, this might be his last season with the Jets. Lamar Jackson, you know, credit to him. He's improving. He's improved a lot. If they beat Kansas City tonight, you know, you got to give credit to Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen has improved, and that's what you want from these kids. You don't want to see somebody in their first 2 years and then just have them plateau. Josh Allen has grown every bit of the way. He's evolving. Yes, there are always going to be some mistakes. It happens. It happens. But I concede Josh Allen is that dude. He's going to be in Buffalo for a long time. But everybody, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you as always. Make sure you stay tuned to Bills Wire. Follow all of our writers' work. Stay very, very active, very busy on the Facebook and Twitter. I'm producing good content for you guys to read and write. Excuse me, just read. I don't know why I said write. I mean, you can write too if you want, but don't plagiarize. Anyways, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, go Bills.